Welcome to Freedom House Podcast. We're always encouraged to know God is working through this church as we change our world one life at a time. So if you have a story to share about how this ministry has impacted your life, please let us know and send us an email at amen@thefreedomhouse.org. We hope you enjoy this message.
Come on, somebody. Hashtag take me back, huh? You know what? We don't have to go back. We're going forward. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, we're going forward. We're going forward. We're going forward. We don't going back. We're going forward. Absolutely incredible conference. Today, I'm going to continue the series that kind of going to wrap up Mind Monsters, but in the weeks to come on Wednesday, we're also going to do some conference remix, because I believe what took place isn't just a moment, but it's the beginning of a movement. And so tell your neighbor, say, we got to get moving. We got to get moving. We got to get moving in Jesus' name. And so we really want to catapult this. Now, again, I already shared. I'm not going to reshare it. If you were here on Sunday, if you weren't, I apologize. But you'll have to go back and listen to the podcast about, you know, us living not just in a mountaintop moment, but it's just as important the way you come down the mountain, the same way you go up the mountain. Because when you come down for moments with God, it's important that we catapult into that. And so God is good. Someone say, God's good. And we're just getting started. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, we're just getting started. And it is going to be awesome. But let me jump into the Word tonight, because I know that we're going to hang out after. But I do want to share something that I think will bless you and get you filled up with the Holy Ghost. Because we need the Holy Ghost. Say amen. All right. But if you didn't get a message outline when you walked in, lift your hand and the ushers will give that to you. There points to my message as well as the verses I'll be reading with you. And make sure my timer, I see my timer. Okay, we're good. My timer, I'm good. And I'm gonna jump into Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 37. And tonight, we're calling it Championship Night. And, you know, I'm going to talk about overcoming a losing mentality. Okay, overcoming a losing mentality. And I really think this will speak to all of us, because there's oftentimes that we all feel like we're destined to lose. But I hope tonight, in the minutes that I got, is to share with you and stir you up that we are not destined to be losers. We're destined to be winners in Jesus. Come on, say amen. So once you got your Bible, stand to your feet, and I'm going to read this verse, Romans 8, 31 through 37. For some of you, it might be hard to hear me preach wearing a Dodger hat. Know that Jesus loves you, and praise the Lord, all right? Verse 31, the Bible says this. Someone say, the Bible says. This is Paul writing to the church in Rome, and he says, what then shall we say in response to these things? He says, if God is for us, who cares who's against us? That's my version. But who can be against us? Just tell your neighbor, say, God is for you. Tell them, say, God is for you. Verse 32, he says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously, someone say grace, graciously give us all things? Who, he says, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? For it is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Question mark, shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, or danger of the sword? For as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But I love verse 37. Here comes the power verse. Someone say, no. No, say it like you're mad at the devil. Say it again. Say, no. Say it like you tell your children. I'm joking. Come on. No. All right. No. Hey, there it goes. No. He says, in all these things, what are we? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I want to talk to you tonight, overcoming a losing mentality. Bow your head and let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for community. We thank you for this church. We thank you for family, that we get to worship, we get to hear your word, and then we get to hang out and fellowship, God. Build friendships in this place, God. I love this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen. And the Lord bless the Dodgers. You may be seated. Come on, somebody. Give your neighbor a high five and just tell them, go Dodgers. Come on, somebody. You don't like the Dodgers, it's all right. And go Jesus. Amen. Don't worry, I got my timer up there, so some of you are like wondering, when am I going to end? Just let me get started, all right? And let me just tell you, The more you say amen, the faster I'll go, all right? Because if you don't say amen, I don't think you got it yet, and I'm going to keep on that subject. So you determine how long this sermon is. I'm just joking. All right, let me start here talking about overcoming a losing mentality. And I think, again, it's going to help us exactly speak to championships and things like that. You know, when I think about just different areas of life, I love seeing people be good at what they do. How many love seeing people good at what they do? Like, there's a difference between painters and then good painters. Okay, people that like put carpet and then people who really do good at putting the carpet. I mean, there's a difference between like someone doing something. Then there's something like, man, when they do it, you're doing it. You take pride in what you do. Come on, somebody say amen. You know, there's just something about seeing someone be on, as we would say in our verbiage, being on top of their game or just doing the best with what they've been given. You know, when we think about tonight, the Dodgers and the Houston Astros, regardless if you're not any one of those fans, we are watching people be the best at what they do right now. They are on top of their game. They're in the World Series. They're in what we would call the championship. The players are the best players for this season, and the players on the other team are the best for that season. And you see this all around sports, and you can also see this all around life, that when people are doing the best where they're at and seeing themselves excel in that area. But I want to tell you, that's a mentality. You know, someone that was once interviewed, Tiger Woods, who was one of the best golfers during his day, you know, he was one of the best golfers, won all kinds of, you know, U.S. Opens. And they asked him this question after he had won so many championships. They said, Tiger, are you surprised that you've won so many championships or you've won so many times? And Tiger Woods actually responded and said, he says, no, I'm not surprised. He says, I'm surprised when I lose. Because winning is a mentality. See, most people are surprised when they win. But when winning is a mentality, I'm surprised when I don't win. Because winning is a mentality. Now, why am I saying that? Because in the verses we just read, Paul the Apostle is trying to encourage the church because they feel defeated. They feel like they're not winning. They feel like things are attacking them. They feel like everything they're going through is actually causing them not to win, not to have a championship mentality, not to actually be in charge. But Paul is trying to encourage them, and he says, listen, God is for you. Regardless of what's going on, you got to remember that God is for you, that God is on your side, and you've got to begin to change your mentality that I'm not on the losing team, I'm on the winning team. Come on, somebody. And I know you might have some bad innings, but the game's not over. I know you may have some bad years, some bad months, some bad weeks, some bad days, but don't you ever name your life by one season or one year. Come on, somebody. Someone say, God is for me. And so Paul starts telling the church, he's like, listen, God's for you. And if God's for you, who can be against you? Now, I love this because we oftentimes want God to be against our enemies. But instead of God saying, I'm against your enemies, he says, first, I want to tell you that I'm for you. Because if we can get a revelation that God is for us, then we understand that God, you are actually with me and you're helping me to overcome. Tell your neighbor, say, God's with you. Tell him that. God is with you. Now, when we think about life, and let me move quick here, is we think about life, so many things tell us the contrary. That so many things try to tell us that we are not going to win in life, or we're not going to win in our future, or we're not going to win in our family. And I just want to name a few of those things that try to echo those things in our ear that the enemy will use. For example, he'll try to use your past failures as proof as to why you won't win tomorrow. He'll say, because you failed, you will fail in your future. And he will tell you, you're not going to win. You're a loser. You have a losing streak. But I feel like telling somebody today, your losing streak's about, oh, Jesus, help me. I'll start, careful. I only got so much time. All right. He says, you know, the enemy will try to say your past failures will be why you won't win. The enemy will try to tell you that because of your circumstances, you're on the losing team because look how things are impossible. The enemy will try to tell you that because of the lack of your knowledge, you're not going to win, that you're going to be a loser or you're going to lose in life. The enemy will try to tell you that because of lack of your resources, you don't got the money to win. You don't got the money to make that happen. You don't have the ability to go out there and do what God called you to do. The enemy will try to tell you that there's always somebody better than you, so therefore, why do you think you'll win? Don't apply for that job because there's other people that are better than you. And he'll try to push this losing mentality into God's people, like, I guess there is someone better than me. So some of us are so afraid of losing, we won't even try to win. And so we start to get complacent or comfortable. which is birthed out of comparison. Some of us will think that the enemy will try to capitalize and say that you won't win because you're not good enough, or you're not pretty enough, or you don't got, you know, the good filters. Come on, somebody. Or you're not tall enough, or you're not short enough, or you're not this and you're not that. But I got to remind you, God does not look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. Come on, somebody. The enemy will try to tell you that because, you know, you don't have enough faith. You don't have enough faith. You don't have enough knowledge of God's word. You only know two scriptures. God don't use people that know two scriptures. God don't use people that only went to church once in a while. But I'm going to tell you that God is for you, and God wants to use you. Come on, somebody, to turn it around. He'll tell you because of your past sins. Oh, man, you did this, you did that. The enemy will try to tell you that because you're not in the will of God. He will do all of this to try to get you to adopt a losing mentality. But tonight, I believe we're having this midweek, and it's championship night. We're calling it championship night. And at the end of the day, don't get me wrong, I got my Dodger gear on. I hope the Dodgers win. But even if they don't, I want to tell you, life is bigger than just a game. Oh, Jesus, life is bigger than just a game. And where you're at with your family, your children, your future, where you're at with your career, the dreams in your heart, I come to tell you, we cannot mess around. We cannot be playing around. We've got to have a winning mentality. Come on, somebody. Give your neighbor a high five. Say, adopt a winning mentality. Tell them, say, adopt a winning mentality in Jesus' name. Because when it's really said and done, you know, right tonight, the Houston Astros are going to be sad when they lose, you know?
I'm not prophesying. Come on. I don't know. They might win. I better be careful. Dodgers might lose too. I don't know.
It's a game, but life isn't a game. Raising a family is not a game. Being married is not a game. Heaven and hell are not a game. That's not a game. Addiction is not a game. Suicide is not a game. Ruining your life is not a game. Ruining other people's life is not a game. You see, in order for us to do and have a championship or be a championship type of life, we got to have a winning mentality. It will require a different mindset. And can I tell you right now, that mindset isn't so much how you view life, but how you view God through you. Write this down, 3 points, and I'm going to preach them in 3 minutes. Come on, somebody. Point number one. Some of you better record this. This is the shortest sermon I will ever preach at Freedom House Church. All right, don't get used to this. No, I'm just kidding. Point number one, write this down. I am an overcomer. Because it is not so much how you view God, but now that's important, but it's also important about how you view you. Because so many people know that God cannot fail, but they feel like they will always fail. People will know God, nothing's impossible for you, but things are always impossible for me. People will say things like, God, I know that you have everything in your hand, but it'll never come in my hand. You have to understand that I am an overcomer. Say it with me. Say, I am an overcomer. Now, before we can't get too humanistic on this point. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37 says this. It says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through who? Yeah. Through who? Yeah. Who loved us. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That the only reason why I can be more than a conqueror, it's not because I'm good, but he's good. I don't know who that was for. It's not because I got it all together, but God holds everything all together. Why do I know that even when it looks like I may be losing, that I'm not losing? Because through him, I know that if God is for me, who cares who's against me? Come on, somebody. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says this, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And through us, watch this verse. Everybody knows this verse. You know, not everybody, but you know, most believers, they know this verse. They say, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. And they stop right there. And they're like, hey, triumph, hey, right? But you got to read the second part of the verse, which is so powerful. The Bible says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, who through us diffuses, in other words, releases out of our lives the fragrance of his knowledge in every single place.
place that I go through. What does that mean? That means that when I'm going through some type of a hard inning in life, when I'm down 5-0 to the Houston, when it looks like I'm down, you know, I got more bills than I have in my bank account, when I got more problems than I have children, when I got more drama, come on somebody, for my baby mama, when I got all of this, that if I can have a winning mentality that God is going to lead me through triumph, then every day that I go through, I am releasing a fragrance of the power of God. Come on, somebody, out of my life. And there's a fragrance that goes everywhere I go, to my house, everywhere. There's a fragrance that comes out of my life. So I think at this point of the message, we ought to tell our neighbor, what is your, oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Or does everyone who look, when they get around you, get the Fucci face? What's the Fucci face? All right, I got to wrap this up. Point number two, write this down. How do I overcome a losing mentality? I am born of love, and love never fails. The Bible says there in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, it says, through him who what? Loves us. In other words, the reason why we are more than conquerors is not only because God is strong, but you've got to get a revelation. It's because he loves you. And if God loves me, I am not a loser. I am not a loser. I am not a loser. The Bible says he loved us. 1 Corinthians 3:8, love never fails. 1 John 4:18-19, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because what? He first loved us. And if you could get a revelation that God loves you, he's madly in love with you, and you realize that God, you are his child, you are his daughter, and he does not want to see you fail. He wants to take you to succeed from glory to glory to glory. He wants to take you to be more than a conqueror. Last point, point number three, this. To overcome a losing mentality, we got to realize that no test, no trial, no temptation can overcome you. I'm going to read you these scriptures and just let the Bible preach you into a holy coma. 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation has overcome you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Psalms 34 and verse 19, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. You got to keep up with me. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you, you shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from God, declares the Lord. Who am I talking to tonight? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 23, New Living Translation. No curse can touch Jacob. No magic has power against Israel. For now it will be said of Jacob what wonders God has done for them. And I want to tell you, I don't care what curse or what person try to put some hex or nonsense on your life. The Bible says no curse is going to come upon your life because God's protection is all over you. Somebody say amen. God, thank you, Lord. Genesis 50:20, and I'm done. Well, what do you do? What do I do, Pastor, when everything looks like I lost? How do I maintain a winning mentality? Genesis 50:20, the Bible says, Jacob at the end of his life says, Joseph, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. In other words, it looked like Joseph was going to lose. And if he would have given up in the ninth inning, if he would have given up in the pit, if he would have given up in the prison, if he would have given up in Potiphar's house being falsely accused, he would have lost. But he finally came into his place of a championship mentality. And he says, no, everything you did, you tried to harm me, but God ended up turning it for good for the saving of many lives. Thank God he didn't lose his winning mentality. Stand to your feet and let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight. And I want to pray for some people tonight to receive a winning mentality. You need to overcome this losing mentality. Some of you are surprised when you win. But I believe tonight you shouldn't be surprised when you win. You should be rejoiceful because you know your God is faithful. You should rejoice and worship him, but you shouldn't be surprised as if God would not heal you. as if God wouldn't put your application at the top of the list, as if God wouldn't approve you for that loan, as if God wouldn't approve you for that apartment. You shouldn't be surprised when God answers and you tithe and God opens windows of heaven to pour out so much blessing. You should be like, that's right, because my God is faithful. You should always have a winning mentality. You should not be surprised when addiction is broken, when blind eyes open. You shouldn't be surprised when revival starts hitting our generation. You should be like, that's why I keep coming to church, because I know it's just a matter of time. Father, I pray right now all over this room for people that have given up on themselves, who have adopted a losing mentality, that they would exchange it tonight for a winning mentality. For we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. Say this when they say, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves me. Thank you for speaking to me and building me up. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, sing this worship team for 30 seconds.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray you are blessed by God's word. For more information about Freedom House Church, visit us at thefreedomhouse.org.